Speaker 1. We visited southern Spain in the first week of half term. The purpose of the trip was to enjoy the art and architecture of the region, particularly the medieval Moorish influence. And, of course, to enjoy a taste of Spanish food and society. Without a guide, but well supplied with guidebooks, we could really take our time and enjoy the country. Organising all our own sightseeing and meals gave us considerable flexibility, and not being tied to a guide and a timetable turned out to be quite a bonus. Finally, we made our way back to the airport by taxi, train and bus. It was a highly successful trip in every way. Speaker 2.
8 days of hiking in Morocco. Just imagine it. On the first day we met our guide, a local man with dreadlocks. Actually, he was a nice chap and very experienced. The days were filled with travelling. We started the trek and walked, with small 10-minute rests every hour, if we were lucky, for about 7 hours. At nights, we slept next to the river, which was an extremely pleasant place. One night, though, we were shocked by the monsoon-style rain and hurricane. We enjoyed the Moroccan food. After 8 days of the expedition, we left exhausted and in tears.
Speaker 3.
Going to Berlin was a fantastic experience, as it is truly the most diverse city in the world. Apart from the usual tourist attractions, there are plenty of other areas worth visiting. Also, I found the German people not to be as serious and efficient as I thought they would be. They were very friendly and hospitable. It's a shame that future sixth formers won't have an opportunity to go on this exchange in future because our partner school is restricting it to fourth years.
Speaker 4. We spent 3 weeks travelling around Southeast Asia. On arrival, the group was met by our chief guide, who briefed us on the forthcoming trek and provided the necessary sleeping bags, carry mats and supplies. Next morning, we headed into the jungle, first by minibus and then by boat. Our first port of call was the canopy walk, basically a rope walkway suspended between trees 40 foot above the ground. Then the group left the river and set off on foot to explore the interior. Speaker 5.
This year I had decided to organise the Work Experience Week in a different part of France and with a different company. Indeed, though the week in Brittany had been a success every time, the main problem was in the evening, as the boys were all staying together and, therefore, speaking English. Trying to make them speak French to each other, after having spent the day at their work placement trying to understand what was going on, was a very difficult task.
Speaker 6.
As we departed from Hampton, having been on the exchange before, I thought that there wouldn't be anything new to me, except the language, perhaps. As I found out over the next week, France always has new experiences to offer. The French host families were very kind and understanding while we spent the weekend with our hosts, so we felt as if we were back at home. Well, apart from having to speak French, obviously. Our guides had planned a range of excursions, including cultural, sporting and entertainment centres of the city.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker 1. We visited southern Spain in the first week of half term. The purpose of the trip was to enjoy the art and architecture of the region, particularly the medieval Moorish influence. And of course, to enjoy a taste of Spanish food and society. Without a guide, but well supplied with guidebooks, we could really take our time and enjoy the country. Organising all our own sightseeing and meals gave us considerable flexibility, and not being tied to a guide and a timetable turned out to be quite a bonus. Finally, we made our way back to the airport by taxi, train and bus. It was a highly successful trip in every way. Speaker 2.
8 days of hiking in Morocco. Just imagine it. On the first day we met our guide, a local man with dreadlocks. Actually, he was a nice chap and very experienced. The days were filled with travelling. We started the trek and walked, with small 10-minute rests every hour, if we were lucky, for about 7 hours. At nights, we slept next to the river, which was an extremely pleasant place. One night, though, we were shocked by the monsoon-style rain and hurricane. We enjoyed the Moroccan food. After 8 days of the expedition, we left exhausted and in tears.
Speaker 3.
Going to Berlin was a fantastic experience, as it is truly the most diverse city in the world. Apart from the usual tourist attractions, there are plenty of other areas worth visiting. Also, I found the German people not to be as serious and efficient as I thought they would be. They were very friendly and hospitable. It's a shame that future sixth formers won't have an opportunity to go on this exchange in future because our partner school is restricting it to fourth years.
Speaker 4. We spent 3 weeks travelling around Southeast Asia. On arrival, the group was met by our chief guide, who briefed us on the forthcoming trek and provided the necessary sleeping bags, carry mats and supplies. Next morning, we headed into the jungle, first by minibus and then by boat. Our first port of call was the canopy walk, basically a rope walkway suspended between trees 40 foot above the ground. Then the group left the river and set off on foot to explore the interior. Speaker 5.
This year I had decided to organise the Work Experience Week in a different part of France and with a different company. Indeed, though the week in Brittany had been a success every time, the main problem was in the evening, as the boys were all staying together and, therefore, speaking English. Trying to make them speak French to each other, after having spent the day at their work placement trying to understand what was going on, was a very difficult task.
Speaker 6.
As we departed from Hampton, having been on the exchange before, I thought that there wouldn't be anything new to me, except the language perhaps. As I found out over the next week, France always has new experiences to offer. The French host families were very kind and understanding while we spent the weekend with our hosts, so we felt as if we were back at home. Well, apart from having to speak French, obviously. Our guides had planned a range of excursions, including cultural, sporting and entertainment centres of the city.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.